Has your life become a hobby? Are you taking your life for granted and only living it according to every moment in time? Has it been a passion anytime recently? Or is it simply just something you do in your spare time? You only live when you're not sleeping. Or what are you doing with your life to where you're actually living? Are you living your passion? Think about it. Are you living someone else's dream, doing the 9-to-5, day job, night job, working for somebody else? Even if you have your own business, you know, or stay-at-home mom or dad, when was the last time that you took your life in your own hands and lived it? More often than not, we are consumed by emotions, by stresses in our life, and by the drama that others bring upon us, or our reactions to others is more precise. So, when was the last time that you lived for you? That you woke up in the morning with a smile on your face and you decided today is going to be amazing? That there was no question in your heart that no matter what you did for that day, it was going to do something impactful for another human being or your friends or your family? So has your life become a hobby? Are you treating your future just so casual? You've got a million years between now and then. I was reading a post by Mr. Byron Nelson this morning, and that's kind of what sparked this conversation. Let me go ahead and pull it up, and I'll read it to you now. Okay. Are you treating your future as a hobby? You have to be obsessed with wanting something more. Is it something that you work at only when you choose? Going through the motions, never giving the laser-focused attention to your dreams that you need to? When did you stop making your life a priority? Are you ready to make the decision to be successful in what you are longing for, be it financially or time with loved ones? Are you ready to be taught and let go of bad habits that have been caught? Class is now in session. And in his post, he asked that if you commented the word present, if you were ready to make a decision and make a change for your life. Now, this gentleman is an amazing, inspirational life coach and speaker. He's my personal mentor and has been for over 3 years now. And the way that a mentor can actually open up your mind and your heart in order for you to finally start seeing what you want for your future or what your passion is, and then finally start taking some of the steps that you need to reach that passion is huge. Everybody has a different style that they resonate with. You've got so many mentors that are out there within the world nowadays, and you know, if you hear somebody speak and it just makes sense, then you pay attention. You start listening to what they have to say, and even though they're not talking to you, you can feel inside that it's meant to be a conversation that you are sitting in on. Okay, so for myself, I resonate with him. I've got a couple other inspirational speakers that I also listen to. But ultimately, are you listening to yourself? Are you listening to different things that you have to do with your life? You know, you make yourself a to-do list, or you know certain things that you need to have done, or, you know, we make the resolutions every year and give ourselves a year to get something done. But yet, are you listening to your dream? Are you listening to the steps that you set for yourself in order to make sure that those resolutions come true, or that you're working on them? And sometimes it's not easy to talk to yourself, because talking and reasoning with yourself, or demanding of yourself different things that you need to do to hit a goal, sometimes it's harder, because who's going to hold you accountable? Who's going to make sure that you actually do what you're going to do? Whereas listening to somebody else who is where you are in your world of where you want to be. Who do you know that is living the life, even if you don't know him personally, who in the world is living the life that you dream about? Whether it's through your passion on what you want to do with your life, in your career, your family, your passion, your philanthropy, working with nonprofits, you know, what is it that really pulls at your heartstrings? And who is it in life that is living the dream that you want to live? You know, and all dreams take time. You know, that's why there are no real genies in a bottle. You know, you can't just rub it the right way and wake up the next morning and have all your dreams come true. You have to work for them. But life, oh my goodness, I mean, this year is almost over with. We're already less than 2 months away from the beginning of a new year. And I don't know about you, but it went by fast. Probably the fastest year that I've had in my life. You know, this year I'm going to be 45 years old. And I'm not where I want to be. I'm on the road there. Absolutely. I'm well on my way to fine-tuning and pinpointing exactly what my passion is. But look how many years it took me to get over the emotional hurdles that I had to discover what I'm meant to do with my life and how I'm meant to help other people and be a voice for others that don't know how to describe their feelings. You know, for myself, I'm Wendy Baird, the emotional entrepreneur, and I work specifically, well, not exclusively, but I seem to work more with people who live through depression and anxiety. And it's because I can relate, but I've always had the ability to put my feelings into words. To put my feelings into words almost like poetry, to where people can actually see and feel what I'm talking about. And being able to be that voice for other people that don't know how to describe their pain is huge, because the first step in moving forward from that pain within is being able to identify it, being able to describe it to the people that you care about, and just having a little understanding, or at least a little bit of empowerment within, because our words are so strong, because our feelings are so strong, and so many people do not move forward within their passions, trying to do what they need to do to fulfill their life's passion, to fulfill their life's destiny, out of fear, out of depression, out of, you know, just feeling as if you're alone and having to do something that you're not capable of. When the truth is, we are all capable of anything that we set our minds to, but you can't just flip a switch and turn your minds to that station. It's not like a TV channel where you can just pre-program exactly what you want to see and what you want to live, and then rewind and fast forward. You know, life doesn't work that way. You know, if we had a rewind button, woo, this year's coming up quick, you know? So it's like, what would you have done different this year to get you closer to your goal of where you want to be? And that goal might be huge. You could be traveling with the family all the time, you know, buying a motorhome and just travel the world. It could be, you know, finally getting your own home and not renting. And it could be huge in the way of, you know what, I'm going to retire but not have to worry about what's going to happen, even in the case of an emergency. You know, whatever your dream is, you just have to go for it. But if you're living your life like a hobby, is something that you can just pick and choose when you want to do it, then where are you moving forward? Because it certainly isn't in your life. You're, you know, starting to become perfecting a skill of living. But how often are you taking the time to take the steps that you need to take to get where you want to be? Because a hobby is something that you just do on the side. Something, you know, if every moment we're not sleeping, we should be living. And be happy and smile and bless others. And if that means that you have to go to a day job, make the most of it. But what steps can you take to make a better future for yourself and your loved ones? Even if you feel as if your life is perfect the way it is right now, what if 30 years from now you woke up, you made the same amount of money, you had the same amount of time with your family? Would you be happy? Would you be happy where you are? Would you be fearful or scared? You know, I'm terrified for so many people in my life. You know, my sister works so hard, but if there was an emergency and she couldn't work anymore, you know, if she broke her arm again or anything along those lines, then her livelihood is poof. It's pretty much gone. You know, she's got a husband and kids that help as much as they can, but yet he just got in a car accident at the beginning of the year, and you never know what can happen. So if she didn't have the work to bring in those funds and that money, then where would they be? You know, so even if you're happy with your life where it is right now, you have to think of the future. You have to think of what you have to do today in order to secure an emotionally and physically stable future to be able to provide for yourself and your loved ones. And a lot of people don't think that far in advance, but just look at how fast this year flew by. Fatsunay! Hey, lady! Glad you made it on the line today. You know, and honestly, find another hobby. Find another hobby, something to do when you're part-time. Because life isn't meant to be a hobby. Life is meant to be lived. And if you're not living every moment that you're awake, then what are you doing with your life? Thank you all so much for getting on the line today. I had to get some of that out. There was some stuff going on in my head that I just may needed to share with the void. So have an absolutely amazing day today. And please share with me where you're from. Did you catch this on the live or was it the replay? And tell me what your thoughts are. You know, really living my life more along the lines of being a hobby instead of a reality. And the amount of, I'm not going to call it wasted time, because I have no regrets. You know, I've got a lot of baggage and a lot of past, but I wouldn't be who I am today if I didn't walk through every step of the life that I've had so far. Okay, so I'm going to make a declaration, and I invite each and every one of you to do the same. You don't have to share it here, but if you do, that would be amazing, or if you'd like to share it privately. But I declare from this day forward, I am not going to take my life for granted. I'm not going to treat my life like a hobby. I'm going to start living it.